1690 AM in Montreal. MTL.
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljud. Last week, the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, known as IPC, released an analysis confirming that more than 500,000 people in Gaza are trapped in famine, marked by widespread starvation, destitution, and preventable deaths. Israel's siege on Gaza is heavily restricting the flow of humanitarian aid into the Strip. Israeli forces have also turned access to aid into a death trap for the Palestinians. Anyone seeking aid is at risk of getting shot. Israel's deliberate and consistent deprivation of basic human needs has significantly increased the toll of hunger-related deaths and worsened the levels of malnutrition, especially among children. In July alone, around 12,000 children were identified as acutely malnourished. According to the World Food Program, by the end of September, more than 640,000 people in Gaza will face IPC Phase 5, which represents the most severe stage of acute food insecurity. 1.14 million people will face IPC Phase 4, and around 396,000 will face IPC Phase 3. Limited data has prevented an IPC classification in northern Gaza. However, conditions are estimated to be as catastrophic or worse than in Gaza City. Nearly 98% of cropland in the territory has become damaged or inaccessible, devastating the agricultural sector and local food production. Many Palestinians have tried fishing to feed themselves and their families, but Israeli occupation forces have banned people from even swimming off the coast, depriving them from yet another crucial food source and basic human right. On top of creating a famine in Gaza, Israel continues to target Palestinian journalists covering its offensive campaign. Earlier this week, two Israeli strikes targeted a hospital in Gaza and killed 22 people, including six journalists, while they were broadcasting live. That hospital was located in Khan Yunis and represented Gaza's largest functioning hospital. These journalists were Maryam Abu Dakka, Muhammad Salama, Ahmed Abu Aziz, Hossam Al-Masri, Muaz Abu Taha, and Hassan Duhan. They worked for several mainstream news agencies such as Reuters, the Associated Press, and Al Jazeera's Arabic news channel. Since the beginning of Israel's genocide of Palestinians in Gaza, journalists have been gathering in hospitals with the hopes of accessing steady internet connection, electricity, and safety. However, none of that is guaranteed or provided, as hospitals and journalists have been made a constant and significant target for Israeli forces. Reporter Abu Dakka, one of the journalists killed in the strike, who was an AP freelancer, had been documenting over the past months on the starvation and malnourishment of Palestinians in Gaza, specifically children. That being said, she was also struggling to find food for herself. At the beginning of August, Israel also killed Anas al-Sharif, a prominent Palestinian journalist, alongside several of his colleagues. The attack targeted a tent housing journalists in Gaza, set up outside the main gate of Al-Shifa Hospital. Al-Sharif was born and grew up under blockade his entire life. He made an appearance on Al Jazeera as a child during Israel's invasion of Gaza in 2008. Over the last 2 years, he continuously put his life at risk and reported extensively on the starvation, destruction, and deliberate targeting of journalists and civilians in northern Gaza. In January of this year, Al-Sharif was announcing the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas and celebrating by taking off his protective gear helmet and press vest. The ceasefire was eventually breached by Israel and the entity resumed its bombing campaign on the people of Gaza. Al-Sharif wrote his final message back in April for it to be published in the event of his death. Here's an excerpt of what has been released. Quote, I entrust you with Palestine, the jewel and the crown of the Muslim world, the heartbeat of every free person in this world. I entrust you with its people, with its wronged and innocent children who never had the time to dream or live in safety and peace. Their pure bodies were crushed under thousands of tons of Israeli bombs and missiles, torn apart and scattered across the walls. I urge you not to let chains silence you, nor borders restrain you. Be bridges toward liberation of the land and its people, until the sun of dignity and freedom rises over our stolen homeland. Do not forget Gaza, and do not forget me in your sincere prayers for forgiveness and acceptance. Unquote. Israel has now killed more than 62,000 Palestinians in Gaza, including more than 270 journalists and media workers. However, research shows that the death toll is estimated to be much higher than what is being reported. For more, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
clientes ingratas que eres.
If you like served with a side of a little bit of and a heaping helping of then you're gonna love BVST, your best and worst of rock and roll, country, punk and metal, every Wednesday from 7 to 9 right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
At Cinema Public, we offer a theatrical program made up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry, or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. Come see us at Casa d'Italia, just across from John Talon Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. Le Cinema Public, for a lively cinema.
Yeah. CGLO 1690, this is the Electric Messiah Radio Show, or the Radio Hour. AJ?
We are back.
We are back. I'm Chuck.
I am Jay.
And I'm Nick.
And this is Nick from...
Explicit Noise. Introduce yourself.
Explicit Noise, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 30-year-old band.
That's right.
Yeah. From Montreal. Grind, metal, anything in your face.
Two people screaming at you, not just one.
We're three.
Oh, there's three people screaming. Yeah. Oh, you can feel it too.
Of course.
As soon as one loses their breath, the other goes, "Don't worry,
I got this."
Yeah. Let's just play a song for the people, and we'll come right back. Here's a
Explicit Noise.
Terrorized by Explicit Noise. CJLO 1690.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls, dying time's here.
There's so much more to do, silly, for once you can't arise. There's so much more to do, silly, for once you can't arise. There's so much more to do, silly, for once you can't arise. There's so much more to do, silly, for once you can't arise.
Electric Messiah, CJLO 1690.
We are back.
Yeah, that was Terrorized by Explicit Noise, and for sure that's terrorizing.
That's the point.
Yeah. I love that. It just starts right away. I love songs that start right away.
Yeah. In your face, right there.
Right in your face.
No foreplay.
No foreplay.
It's one of those movies.
is there anything to that song except for just pure, let's have a song that the crowd can... I think all your songs are crowd killers.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I remember it was the first riff that we started with, and really like old school Slayer vibe in your face. So it went down from there. That's it.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And balls to the wall.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Oh yeah, I forgot, getting deeper, eh? Closer to the mic. You've been a band for 30 years.
Yep.
You guys just had your 30th anniversary show at Foof's, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Who else played at that show?
We got the Collectif Route La Flamme.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's like they call themselves Punk de Chalet. You know?
Punk de Chalet.
Yeah.
So you have to live, if you're from Montreal, Quebec, you'll understand.
Yeah.
No, it's really a good bunch of guys, nice show, a lot of energy, you know, but no electric, no acoustic, not even a drum set, you know.
No speakers.
Well.
A little bit. Yeah.
I was playing before Explicit Noise.
Was that before or after you?
First.
I was going to say, you don't want to go on after.
No. Did you have any other bands at that show?
Yeah, we had Gantwe.
Ben oui.
Gantwe.
Such a good band.
Yeah. It was a last minute thing because their show got canceled and they asked us if they could
absolutely
get on the bill. So sure, why not? Sure.
And on Glay, we say that's a happy accident.
Yeah. Really, really awesome show. Great guys also. Yeah. So.
Is that the first time you've seen Gantwe?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Know about them.
Yeah.
Great in your face.
Yeah.
I like also the kind of industrial vibe sometimes.
Yeah.
And they does it well.
And that name of the album, Capital de l'Arsenic, which is kind of true about Rouen.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Horrible incident, yeah. That was it for the show? Was there another band at that show?
There's another band, but I can't remember the name. That's bad.
Don't feel bad because
30 years and you still remembered the band, so that's good. Yeah.
When I found out you were coming tonight, I was like, I think I did a show with them. I had to send my singer the poster and say, dude, we played with them, right? And he was like, yeah, we played with them at Trackside. I was like, are you sure? Because if I tell him that and he says no, I'm going to look stupid. And then he said, let me check. I was like, no, it was in Sherbrooke. So, I don't remember what I did last week.
Tell us about your upcoming show.
Well, upcoming show is next week in Sherbrooke at the La Petite Boîte Noire.
Okay.
One of the last show of the Vomit Productions.
Okay. Vomit Productions is a production company in Sherbrooke.
Yeah. It's Kevin Vomit.
Okay.
He's been doing it for 18 years now.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
And he decided to...
It's enough now.
It's enough, yeah. You know.
But still for a nice show before it's over, so...
Yeah. 18 years is a long run.
Yeah.
30 years is a long run.
Pretty long.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
30 years... is a long time for real to have a band, and a lot of people that are just friends can't last for 30 years. Mm-hmm. And you guys are in each other's faces. I'm sure you've done a lot of touring, and so what's the secret? What's the secret sauce to 30 years, Nick?
There's no secret.
Same members?
Three original members. It's just the drummers that. We're not able to keep.
Right. There's always
well, because every drummer plays in seven bands. That's why.
That's why.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. But now we got Fred for now almost 3 years now.
Okay.
He used to play in Holocaust.
Okay.
Really nice guy.
Yeah.
I think we got the one now.
You got the one now?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
He's younger also. Yeah. So.
He's got that stamina to hit those drums properly.
Yeah, you got to have that.
Yeah, you got to have that. All right. Let's play another Explicit Noise song.
Let's go.
Do you have a recommendation?
Revenge?
Yeah. Let me just pop it up here. Revenge You got it.
Yeah, it's from the last EP.
Yeah, it's a good EP. Just having a problem for 1 second. Get on here and play this.
All right. There we go.
Here, everybody. This is Revenge from the... It's the Revenge EP,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Track one.
Yeah. This came out last year, September 28th, 2024, just about a year ago. This is it. Revenge, CJLO 1690. CJLO 1690, Explicit Noise, that was Revenge.
Revenge.
Revenge. Did you end up getting revenge, Nick?
Not yet. It's not over yet.
Yeah.
You know the song was about somebody.
Yeah. I think all these songs, I'm looking at all the titles of the songs, I feel like it's just one long narrative and you're going to get somebody after it's all over.
Somebody's angry, right?
Yeah. Was that song about anything specific? Do you know?
Not really. It's just Steph is doing most of the lyrics, and something pops up in his head, and
that's it.
There he goes. Now he's writing down. Yeah. So,
yeah, good. I want to go in a mosh pit and most likely get injured, but I still want to go in that mosh pit.
Welcome to my age.
When are you doing another show in Montreal? Do you have any upcoming shows?
No dates yet.
No dates yet. As soon as you get that date, you let us know and we'll let people know. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. If you've never seen, if you're listening to the show right now and you've never gone to see Explicit Noise in concert, you should go. It's a lot of fun. You'll figure out exactly where to stand immediately once the show starts. You'll know what you like and what you don't like very quickly. Jay?
As someone that has played with him, I can say yes.
Yes. Yes. All right. Let's go on to... So we played a song off the Revenge EP, a song off of Menticide. Let's go another album here.
What's in the queue?
Let's play something off Ashes of Stellar Death.
Recommendations. Yeah.
Schizophrenia.
I was just looking at that. All right, everybody.
Here we go.
What was the song again? I can't remember.
Schizophrenia.
Oh, yeah, Schizophrenia. On CJLO, 1690 AM, Electric Messiah Radio.
Bada boom.
CJLO 1690. That was
We Are Back.
Schizophrenia by Explicit Noise.
I'm feeling schizophrenic right now.
Are you feeling schizophrenic?
I'm loving it.
What's schizophrenia?
Do 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 do.
Yeah, that's about it.
My God.
I just a quick shout out to Psychopath who plays drum on this track.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I saw that video. It's on YouTube, right?
Oh, it might be. I don't know.
There's a video he showed me.
From the release,
the camera, it was a drum camera where it's just on him and he's playing. Is that the song?
I'm not sure about it.
We'll find it.
I have a video of it. It's really cool.
Send me that video. I'll post it on the Electric Messiah page. If you guys want to know, it's at Electric Messiah Radio on Instagram. You can go there to see photos of Explicit Noise and all the other stuff we do. And
if the video that I'm thinking about is that song, the video footage that is just on him, it's really cool.
If you can find it, we'll post it for sure.
I'll bug him tomorrow.
Yeah. Was that, do you know what that song's about? I mean, besides schizophrenia, is there anything to it that you remember?
No, because it's a long time ago.
Yeah. When did that album come out?
In 2006, I think.
Okay. As people say, really long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was that age.
All right. Let's keep it going. Let's play another song from a different album.
All right.
Let's play a song from the first album.
All right. Maestro.
Yeah.
What song?
Nick, what do you want?
Let's say Abuse.
There we go. All right. This is Abuse from Explicit Noise.
Let it be written. Let it be done.
On the album Explicit Noise. CJLO 1690. CJLO 1690. Let's turn up the headphones here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Well, that was very abusive.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was that was Abuse from Explicit Noise from the first album, Explicit Noise. Talk a bit about the recording of this album.
Well, this was the first album. So back in, I think we recorded 96. I think we recorded. Yeah. So no modern technologies, no old school studio, not much budget. So,
which at 96 was also right in the middle of grunge too, might I add.
Yeah.
That album, this album is pretty heavy. I was thinking about it for 96. I said, man.
While everybody was smelling like Team Spirit, you were doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The drums are much different on this album compared to other recordings from future albums.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe the drums on there. Well, how would you describe it?
Well, first, different drummer, different drummer, different technologies.
Big time.
And just no time to record. So it's in about 48 hours, we did the whole thing.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, tight budget, yep. In and out. This is what we did, and this is what it's going to be.
Mistakes and all.
Yeah. Everything.
Yeah. How many drummers have you had in Explicit Noise?
Four.
Four?
Yeah.
One for just about every decade. Yeah. Great. Let's play another Explicit Noise. Wait, what time is it? 9:38. Yeah.
Yeah, we got time.
We got time. What else should we play here?
Let's on the Regression album, maybe?
Whatever you want. Whatever album. Let's play this. Let's put that in the background while we figure out what's going on here.
When in doubt.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Let's play a quick song by Peeling Flesh. I tried to play this on the last episode.
Is that when we ran out of time?
That's when we ran out of time. It's a minute and 31 seconds. It's called Midnight. It's a new single from Peeling Flesh. Do you know Peeling Flesh, Nick? No.
No.
Well, then check this out, everybody. This is Midnight by Peeling Flesh. It's a new single coming out on their new album. I'm not sure when the album's coming out. I think October, but here it is, Midnight. You know what? Let's play Cannibal Invasion. Yeah?
All right.
I like this song. Okay, here's Cannibal Invasion by Explicit Noise. If you don't know this, you'll know it now.
Now you know.
We won't be, we will love you, right? We do. Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Our talks about movies always start out with the best of intentions. Opinions are shared, debates develop. But then things get heated, words get said. Friendships are tested, disagreements break out. This is when the smackdown happens. Join us for our next epic grudge match, Sundays at 2 p.m., Cinema Smackdown, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Dive into the old...
And we're back. CJLO 1690. We're in studio with Explicit Noise. We're here with Nick.
Yeah.
Nick. All right. So it's already 9:45. We've played a bunch of songs. Here's your chance to play a song that's not Explicit Noise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll go with Kublai Khan. I listen to this a lot lately. So
yeah.
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 The Hammer.
The Hammer.
Yeah, it's just fucking heavy, massive sounding. So,
have you ever seen them before?
No.
No.
But I want to.
Yeah, I would like to too.
Yeah.
Let's do it. This is The Hammer by Kublai Khan TX. CJLO 1690.
You will never sing through sing validation. Declaration crew. Never rise this, strict warning from a fucking bastard.
And we're back. CJLO 1690, and it just ended like that. That was the Hammer Kublai Khan.
I said, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Let's play more explicit noise. Let's play Drop Dead Bastard. What's this song about?
Dude, let me guess.
I can't even tell.
Yeah. Really, though, you can't.
No, I can't.
There's rules for this type of radio. All right, here it is. Explicit noise. Drop Dead Bastard. CJLO 1690.
Little pig, little pig, let me in.
CJLO 1690, Electric Messiah Radio Show. That was, what was that? Drop Dead Bastard by Explicit Noise on the Revenge EP.
I love that name.
Yeah. What? Drop Dead Bastard?
It's just...
Explicit Noise?
It's a good song title.
It is a good song title. And that bastard, is that bastard dead?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of cold right now. It's kind of cold.
All right, so let's remind the people again. You guys will be playing in Sherbrooke next Friday, September 12th, with Chuzo.
Chuzo, and Worms Out.
And Worms Out.
Yep.
Now, Chuzo has music. You can go find their music. Worms Out doesn't have a lot of music that I could find. I actually had to message Kevin Vomit, who pointed me to some videos and told me that they don't really have much music out there yet, but you can check it out. They have some music that you can find on YouTube.
They played 2 weeks ago at My Hood.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I went to see. I went to the bar and they were playing that night
at Trackside.
Yeah. We were. I played with them before, and they seemed to be stepping it up. It sounded like they tuned lower, but he told me he was in the same tuning, and they were putting on a really good show.
Oh, so, that's good. So if you're in Sherbrooke next week, go check Worms Out.
Calm down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Chuzo, I was listening to them today. I know they have a newer singer. They used, I don't know what happened to their older singer, but anyway, and they sound good. I know they've been in this studio many times. There's another show on Sundays from 4 to 6 called Grade A Explosives, and Andrew is the host, and he's had them on the show multiple times.
When you say new singer, are you talking about this? Are we talking about the same one?
I don't know. They used to have a guy singer.
Oh, well, it's definitely a girl different. Singer,
right? Pretty sure there's a girl singing in that band. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So it is. How new is she? Do you know? Do you have any idea?
I think she's in her 20s.
Well, because that's not what I meant. But I'm saying that we played with them last year, and it was that singer.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I played with them a year ago, and it was a female singer.
I've only known them for about a year, so I've only ever known her as the singer.
The math works out.
Yeah. Have you seen them before?
No.
No. Okay.
No, I can't wait.
Great. Yeah.
I heard good about them.
I want to go to that show next Friday.
Come on down, man.
Yeah. You got room?
Yeah.
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 I'll go with you guys. I'll sell the merch. So
he's the merch girl.
I'll sign everything. Okay. So I just wanted to do a show promo here. The Squat, which is right next door to where you live.
Oh, yeah.
are having their last show this Friday. And the bands are Urban Sprawl, Total Nada, Deadbolt, Unified. It's $15 and it starts at 7 p.m.
Are you talking right next to me?
Yeah.
Where the gym with the straight edge shows, all ages one?
Yeah, yeah.
And okay.
This show is the last show they're going to do in that spot, and they're trying to raise money to buy equipment to, they're going to have a gym in that spot.
Mm-hmm.
So they would like everybody to show up and...
I donated a Bob to that. You know, the punching guy that looks like a human?
Yeah.
His name is Bob.
Oh.
Yeah, I had an extra one, so I had to, I donated...
You have a Bob, and you had more than one Bob.
I had a bunch of Bobs. Yeah. I just gave them away because they were taking up room in the studio.
Well, that's how it goes. So there's that show. And I also wanted to say on the same night at Turbo House is Mountain Dust.
That's a cool name.
That's a good name.
I think I've done Mountain Dust before.
I think we've all done a bit of Mountain Dust.
That's a good story, right?
Yeah.
I was like...
Woodhawk. I'm not... I think they might be from Calgary. I don't want to say... I don't know where they're from, but I know they're Canadian. Woodhawk. And I've heard really good things about them. So it's Turbo House, September 5th, this Friday. It's Mountain Dust, Woodhawk, and Cell Press. It's $15 in advance, $20 at the door, and it starts at 8 p.m. And if you've never seen Cell Press, go see Cell Press. And we're going to have Sean from Cell Press on the show on September 18th. Sean is in a bunch of bands. Sean's a tattoo artist. Sean is a hardworking man. And shout out to Sean. Shout out to Cell Press.
I live at Fatale. I'm sure I did Mountain Dust before.
Yeah. All right. Let's play one more explicit noise song before we leave here. Let's find a song that fits our time frame here.
One hour goes so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about Wolves and Lambs?
Let's go.
Let's do that. Wolves and Lambs, Explicit Noise, CJLO 1690.
Bada boom.
All right, Nick.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Well, it was.
Thanks, guys.
I love explicit noise, and
that was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. We got about 2 seconds left. Thanks so much for coming in.
Well, thanks. We got some new.